there for you.
Austin Seltz only has 3 points. He hit a three in the second quarter. 15 turnovers for Hira Beach, 7 for Sandusky. And it's been heavy on the rebounds for Hira Beach in this fourth quarter, leading 15-4 in rebounding. Brady Kirsch will inbound this to Josh Shelke, and he is fouled immediately by Lisecki. That is Jacob Lisecki's fourth foul, team's eighth. So we walk the length of the court, and Josh Shelke will get one free throw. He has 25 points. Like we said before, he is 3 for 5 from the free throw line. First free throw is up, and it's good. He gets the second. Back to a two-point game, 50-48. Thought I'd never say these words this season, but Hira Beach coming through in the clutch with free throws. When it matters. Second free throw good from Shelby.
Still one possession ball game. The clock is running right now. 50, less than 20.
51-48, and Danny Hale nearly lost the ball, and they're going to say Josh Shelby fouled him on the way. That is only the second team foul for Hira Beach of the half and the fourth foul of the game.
Yeah, they still have 4 more fouls to go ahead and give up.
That's the first foul against Josh Shelke.
So really, during these this time, I think I'd be fouling except for on a shot.
Danny Hale gets the inbound. He's across midcourt. Drives all the way down to the left block. Goes up for the shot. Misses it. Rebound Cody Seaman. And we have a foul against Sandusky. We walk the length of the court. The ninth team foul, so it's still single bonus for Hira Beach. Sends Cody Seaman to the line. He has 7 points. He's 2 for 2 from the free throw line. That's the third foul against Danny Hale, number 11 for Sandusky, for those keeping score at home. 51-48, Hira Beach trying to make this a two-possession lead, and the first free throw is good from Seaman.
That was a big free throw out of Cody Seaman, making it, of course, a two-possession
game now.
With 11.1 to go.
52-48, Hira Beach leading. Seaman with one more free throw for the Pirates, and it's in and out, no good. Rebound Lisecki, coming down the entire length of the court, into the corner to Miller. Back up, Lisecki pops the three. This one just banks it in for three. He was from NBA range, chucked this one up, bounces it off the backboard in for three, and it's back to a one-point ball game with 1.7 seconds left. Timeout Sandusky.
Well, this game has everything for everybody.
Bring the whole family.
That shot was right in line right here. It wasn't even close, and then all of a sudden it kisses the glass and go in, and I go, my goodness.
The kiss. 52-51. How important is that free throw now, John Mooney?
Well, I would say that's a pretty doggone important thing. Of course, having that two-possession cushion, but 1.7 to go. All you got to do is just go ahead and airmail it. 1.7. No, they just put two up.
2.9 seconds.
Now it's 2.9. I don't know where they came up with that.
Well, here's what I saw. Three went in, 52-51. The clock continued to run. I did not see when Tristan Pennington called that timeout.
But we really don't have any monitors or videotape equipment that's equipped to go ahead and come up with 2.9.
Just the sharp minds of WLEW Sports here tonight, folks.
And also the sharp minds that, well, I'm not going to go there.
Brady Kirsch will be inbounding this for Hira Beach. They have three players at the three-point line. And they're going to put this one in Josh Shelke at the three-point line, and he is fouled.
And 0.7
seconds. 0.7 seconds left came off the clock. That is an interesting amount of time for him to get the pass, to dribble, and to get fouled, and all in 0.7 of a second.
He gets a two-shot bonus for his efforts right now.
It's the fourth foul against Danny Hale, the 10th team foul for the Redskins. Shelke at the line, shooting two, leading by one, 52-51. 2.2 seconds left. First free throw is up, and it's brims all the way around and in for 1 point.
Now here's a tough one. It really doesn't matter if you make or miss this one. But can Sandusky get the ball up the court with 2.2 seconds to go?
Well, they just sent out Lisecki. He sits down, so obviously he typically doesn't make it three.
Where's Miller?
He checked in.
Yep.
Shelke's free throw. It's in. It's a three-point ball game, 54-51. The half-court shot from Stone is no good. Harbor Beach completes their run in the Greater Thumb East, undefeated at 8-0 on the season, taking out Sandusky 54-51. When we return, we'll have a sit-down exclusive interview with Ron Ruble, the head coach of the Pirates, your Greater Thumb East champions for the fourth straight season. All that on the WLEW Sports Network, your Harwood home for high school hoops. Harbor Beach 54, Sandusky 51.
DS Services of Cass City is your number one source for farm and commercial grain bins, grain dryers, and material handling equipment. From minor repairs to updating facilities, site design, or brand new complete systems, they can handle it all. DS Services features Stormore grain bins, MCN Nico grain dryers, and Honeyville grain handling equipment, just to name a few of the more than 22 major equipment suppliers at their disposal. They've been providing solutions for farm and commercial grain facilities for nearly 30 years. They've done this by providing quality millwright work, crane rentals, a large parts inventory, and much more. With deep winter discounts going on, now is the time to get next year's projects into the schedule. For more information, visit dsservicesinc.com or call 989-872-3318. 989-872-3318. Grain storage is a great way to add more profit to your bottom line. Call DS Services today and let them show you why they truly want to add margin to your success. When you want the best selection of new Chevrolet pickups and GM-certified pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, head for Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick in Sebring. Moore Shoreline maintains one of the best in-stock selections of Chevrolet Silverados in the region, and their veteran sales representatives work hard to package the best factory and dealer incentives along with top trade-in allowances. And Moore Shoreline really shines with a service that continues long after the sale. It's what keeps loyal buyers coming back for regular maintenance and their next vehicle. Get your new Chevrolet and find new roads.
Okay, here's the deal. I'm addicted to my smartphone. Seriously, I honestly don't know how I survived without one. Whenever I want, I can get my weather forecast, read my email, make sure my diet is staying on track, and well, of course, words with friends. I'm addicted. Imagine being able to play Scrabble all day long. I see it as supplemental vocabulary education, so it's totally okay. These are all available as apps on a smartphone. That is, if you have a smartphone from Thumb Cellular. There's more apps available than you can even think of using, and plenty that you really don't need but make the workday go by that much quicker. They're all available on an Android smartphone from Thumb Cellular. You probably didn't even know that Kim Kardashian is going to get her nails done, did you? Well, Twitter told me that one. See, I don't know how I survived without my smartphone, and I don't know how you are either. A lot has changed since 1948. A loaf of bread was only 14 cents, and gasoline, a mere 16 cents a gallon. But one thing that has stood the test of time is at Ramsey Funeral Home, it's still our family serving yours. Ramsey Funeral Home has been there for you and your loved ones when it's needed the most. Check us out online to view obituaries 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at RamseyFH.com. Once again, that's RamseyFH.com. You can also take a virtual tour of our facilities or read our story of three generations at Ramsey Funeral Home. That's RamseyFH.com. Ramsey Funeral Home of Harbor Beach, our family serving yours since 1948. www.RamseyFH.com. From all of us at Ramsey Funeral Home, the best of luck to the Pirates.
From the premier truck dealer in the Thumb, Graf Chevrolet Buick in Sandusky, here's Keith, Brandon, and Sam.
You know, Hank always looks forward to March. You've seen him for years dress up as a leprechaun in celebration of St. Patrick's Day. And this year is no different. He wears green this month to show how much green you can save on all remaining 2014 Silverados we have in stock.
You're right, boss. We have about a dozen 2014 Silverados on the lot, with savings up to $13,195. That's up to 30% off the sticker price of a nicely equipped 2014 Crew Cab 4x4.
Right now, in addition, we'll give you $3,000 minimum on your drivable trade, 99 and newer. So with the GM discount and package savings, it means their 2014 Silverados won't last long.
Saving you a lot of green this month is what we are all about here at Graf Chevrolet Buick in Sandusky, the premier truck dealer in the Thumb.